What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Dobie Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What's up, everybody? You are now listening to Dobie Diamonds, the Dobie Diamonds No Filter. I am Dobie Diamonds. Before I get into this podcast, let me shout out my homie, Omyth_OG Audio on Instagram. That's Omythology. That's the homie right there. Make sure you follow him on Instagram. That's Omyth_OG Audio on Instagram. And on Facebook, Omythology, like M-U-T-H. So Omyth, the letter O, O-L-O-G-Y on Facebook, Omythology. And on Instagram, Omyth_OG Audio. That's the homie right there. Shout out to him. So, what I want to talk about, listen, if you're not ready for this, I suggest you pause this. If you smoke, roll up. If you drink, pour you a drink. Whatever you do, if you're listening in the Uber right now, you're an Uber driver, if you're a truck driver, if you at work and you in the crib, get ready, because we going to talk about it today. And what we talking about today is snitching, telling, cooperating, all of those things that many people are accused of, many people are guilty of. But I don't think it's a true definition, because I'm starting to see that the definition changes depending on who's being talked about. Like, it's a case-to-case situation. It's not universal. So today I just want to bring some clarity to, are we going to call this person a snitch, a rat? Then we got to call this person a snitch, a rat too. And then we got to call this person a snitch, a rat. We can't be biased, you know. So what's Dobie Diamonds' definition of a snitch? Let's get into that. And this is relative to music. When you look at my category and iTunes and many other platforms that this podcast is being streamed on, it goes by categories. My category is music, mainly because I talk about music a lot and I interview artists. Why is this in music? Because in the music business, a lot of people are being called snitches and rats these days, and always been like that. So if you're a certain individual in your raps and you take the stand or you do certain things, then you'll be called a snitch or a rat. So that's, and then also when you're dealing with music and you're dealing with hip hop, has a big impression on the youth and how they perceive things and how they internalize certain things. So I think this is very important to talk about, dealing with music and artists and artistry and who's real and who's fake and all that shit. So back to what I was saying. I got verbal ADD. Sometimes I be talking and shit and then I get off track, but I get right back on track. You know, I stay in the realm of what I need to be talking about. I just don't keep it going consistently sometimes. That's something that's just me. But what's my definition of a snitch? My definition of a snitch is someone who cooperates with the police after acting in concert with somebody that they know, or somebody who has information and they give it to the police to get out of a situation that they're in. That's my definition of a snitch and a rat. For example, if me and you committed a robbery and the police are coming and you hide and I get caught and I'm like, "All right, come out. They got us." But you was hiding. They ain't see you. But I'm like, "All right, come out. They got us." That's some snitch shit. Another situation is we all get arrested for said crime and they ask you what happened. And I say, well, I did this and he did that. That's some snitch shit. Because one of the things that you always got to remember when you go, when you get arrested and you go through the system, they read you your rights. You have the right to remain silent. I suggest everybody to reserve that right. Just don't say shit. Assess the situation. Talk to your attorney. Don't say shit. Because no matter what you say in the precinct, if they already charging you, you're going through the system. You're not getting released from the precinct. And I think a lot of dudes be trying to get released from the precinct, so they talk. Not knowing that you could say all that shit you want in the precinct and still go through the system. That don't mean that you're being released because you talked in the precinct. And most of the time, like when you watch the first 48 and shows like that, you see dudes be squealing. You see the police be playing tricks. You see all types of shit going on when one of the things that you should do is just keep your motherfucking mouth shut. Don't say nothing. Because if they arrested you, once you say, look, am I under arrest? Okay, cool. And they read you your rights? Don't say shit. Don't say shit. Yo, I just want to see, I just want to talk to an attorney. Because if they, no matter what they charging you for, if they charge you for anything, if they say, yo, you killed somebody, you, how can you prove that you didn't kill somebody from the precinct? There's no way you can do that. And if they want to question you, all they're going to try to do is jam you up and trick you. So don't say shit. Let them prove. You don't have to prove that you didn't do something. They have to prove that you did do something. But don't get jammed up and tricked up into trying to prove that you didn't do something so much that you start talking foolish shit or you start saying somebody else did it. That's some snitch shit. So, what? Another definition of snitching is you get locked up and you just like, yo, look, it wasn't me, it was him. You know, you tell on one of your homeboys and they say, look, I know y'all was together. I know you was the driver. But who was the killer? Who killed him? It was him. He killed him. Now, my thing is, if me and you go out together to commit a crime, which we shouldn't be doing, all the consequences that come in with committing this crime, I have to be mindful of prior to committing the crime. So if we get jammed up, yo, we just got to just hold that. We got to stand tall. Ain't no, yo, it wasn't me. I was just the driver, but he shot him. That's some sucker shit. And then what they say sometimes, you know, help yourself. You know, you watch them on these court shows. I mean, not the court shows, like the first 48 shows. And you watch them on in these movies. Help yourself. You know, just tell us who did it. They don't give a fuck. They can't help you. Yo, just tell us and we'll talk to the DA and all that. Listen, they can't help you. They're not going to help you. Their job is to arrest you and make an arrest. And then you fight it out in court. Now, sometimes, to prove your innocence, you don't have to admit to somebody else's guilt. They just have to prove that you did it. That you don't have to say, I didn't do it. He did it. You know, it's different degrees to this shit. Another definition of snitching is dry snitching. Dry snitching is when you didn't directly tell, but you just insinuate shit. Like, you got confidential informants. It's a lot of dudes running around who CIs. You got a lot of dudes who do a lot of shit through their raps, through their songs. They say certain shit. And this is all I'm saying. There's a lot of dudes who have said shit in their songs and did certain shit in their song. And people just go past it and ignore that shit. Like, this motherfucker just didn't tell or insinuate something that could be investigated. That's called dry snitching. So you didn't directly say, yo, it was him over there that shot somebody. You say shit like, well, I ain't shoot the motherfucker, but, you know, if I was you, I would be looking over there in that building. Because, you know, that's all I'm going to say. I know somebody over there. So you don't directly tell, but you start pointing the finger. You know what I'm saying? That's some snitch shit. So let's get into scenarios when people are getting it fucked up with snitching is. Now, you have situations where some people believe that if you cooperate with the police at all, you a snitch. So this is what we have this whole, this is a civilian. When are you a civilian and when are you not a civilian? Because I think that is the biggest lines that are blurred right now. Who is a civilian and who is not a civilian? When are you a civilian and when are you acting in concert with crimes? Now, you got people who do interviews and they get a pass for being a civilian. They just do interviews. People get up there on their platforms and they say all types of incriminating shit. Now, this is a fact. And if a nigga was real, he will admit it and put it out there. And I'm not going to say who, because for me to say who, then that would be dry snitching. Well, then again, it wouldn't be because I didn't say what they said. But just long story short, an individual came on my platform one time and said some shit that they had no business saying. Right? Me being the dude I am, you know, I was filming, but they was hit at the time. Hit, a.k.a. they was saucy. They had a little taste. I met them out in Jersey at their hotels. When they used to come to New York all the time, they used to call me to Jersey, go to their hotel. I go out there, meet them, get some footage, chill with them, eat some chicken wings at Houlihan's. One day they said some shit that they shouldn't have said on camera. Now, me being the individual that I am, I was like, oh, fuck up. I know you ain't just say what I think you just said on camera, on my camera at that. Now, to the average individual, that's good footage. That's going to go platinum. That is going to get views. This is going to get me revenue. This is going to get me notoriety. Me being the individual that I am, because of my relationship at the time with this individual, I let them do what they was going to do. And then the next day I called him and said, I can't use that footage. And like I said, you know, a motherfucker will admit this shit if they was on some real shit. And it's for them to say that this happened, not for me. But that's another story. We'll get into that. I said, I can't use the footage. They said, why I can't? Why you can't use the footage? I said, yo, because, yo, you said some wild shit. Like, yo, I did? Yeah, yo, you said XYZ. They was like, oh, shit. Yo, you a real nigga, because anybody else would have threw me under the bus and just got the views. And then I would have probably been asking them to take the footage down and they don't have to. And I said, nah, at the end of the day, my relationship with you is more important than views. My relationship with you is more important than accolades. I don't want to see you go to jail for admitting some shit or saying some shit, not realizing that statute of limitations on certain shit ain't up. So I'm not going to put that footage out, but anybody else would have. And you got websites that are bigged up. You got websites that are and interviewers and websites who get all these accolades for doing shit like that. That's just not something that I do, that I've done. And like I said, if a nigga was a real nigga, he would tell the world, yo, this nigga held me down in a situation. And to be honest with you, when my name came up unfavorable about me being, you know, working for law enforcement, which has since been deaded and squashed, but I expected this individual to speak up for me and say, nah, 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 that nigga don't give it up like that, because I was in a situation where nigga could have jammed me up and he looked out for me. So that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But this individual sat back and whatever. That's another topic. We'll get into that one day. But I'm a civilian, right? Now, because I'm from the streets, I was in the street. I dibbled and dabbled, you know, in what I did when I was in my youth, when I was younger. I no longer do those things. I'm not a civilian now. I know street code, and I still live by the code. So, what I want to know from the people is, when are you a civilian, or when are you obligated to live by the code? Because if you're doing interviews and people are admitting to crimes, laughing at killing people and shit, or you inciting people to be violent towards one another, and you're financially gaining from it, you are putting it out there, you're benefiting, you can't play that civilian shit. If you don't sell crack, but you own a smoke shop and you selling the baggies for motherfuckers to sell crack, You just as guilty as the motherfucker selling crack, because you help enable that shit. So when crack hit the community and people are out here strung out on crack and fucked up on crack, and people making, you know, crack sales and going to jail for crack, you can't be like you don't know what's going on, because you knew what the intent of the baggies was. That's why they don't sell liquor to minors and they don't sell cigarettes to minors, because they know when you sell these things to minors, what they're going to use it for. So how could you be an interviewer or be in the game or have a platform and certain people admit to certain shit on your platform and then want to play that civilian shit? No, you can't play a civilian. You can't have it both ways. Either you in on this shit or you not. And I'm seeing certain people get passes and people saying they're civilians. So it's okay for an individual to go on a platform, admit to certain crimes, say certain shit, whether they were baited or not, don't matter. Because that's police work, whether you like it or not. When you ask a motherfucker a cop question and they answer, that's police shit. But they get to get called civilians. But me, Doggy Diamonds, I have to get held to a standard that I stay in that standard, because I'm from the street. I know street code, and I just don't partake in certain shit because of how people going to look at me. But certain people get a pass. The point I'm making of this whole podcast is let's stay consistent and persistent of who we going to give these titles to. We can't go on individual basis and say, this person's a snitch, but this person ain't. This person's a cop, but this person ain't. But motherfuckers is doing the same shit. Oh, but he's a civilian. Listen, you can't pick and choose. If a motherfucker did some cop shit, you a goddamn cop. You know what I'm saying? If you did some cop shit, you a cop. And people do blatant shit. Like I said, I've covered for motherfuckers. I have destroyed tapes, got rid of footage. You know what I'm saying? That I had. And it was like, nah. This can never see the day of light, because this shit crazy. This is a known fact. But other people get to put shit out there and they're a civilian. Nah, we got to stay persistent. You can't be a rapper and you calling this artist out for snitching, but then you stand with a motherfucker who do that shit, and then you say, oh, if people stupid to go on a platform and say certain shit, then that's on them. But what about this individual goading them and this individual asking them shit that's police shit? You stand with that though? That's okay? It's okay for people to go on somebody's platform and admit to killing another black man and laugh at that shit? That shit is okay? That shit is okay? But this dude is a snitch, and you riding on this dude for being a snitch and a rat, and he didn't stand tall, but this motherfucker's out here making motherfuckers famous off of saying fuck shit about other people and getting paid off of it? So, when a when a corner store, bodega, that's what we call them in New York, sells a motherfucking a Dutch Master. I don't know what y'all smoke because I don't smoke, but whatever, a roll up, cigarillo, rolling papers, whatever the case may be. When they sell that to a minor, why is it illegal to sell to a minor? Because a minor is not old enough to smoke. And what they're going to use it for? They're going to use it to smoke, right? So you can be arrested for selling cigarettes to a minor or any roll-up or anything. So you're not allowed to do it, right? Because of what the intent of what the minor is going to do. Now, you could sell them to them. Because I remember being little and going to the store with a note for my grandmother for a pack of cigarettes. I had no intention on smoking the cigarettes, but the cigarettes was for her. But then it became illegal for you to give a minor the cigarettes because they might smoke the shit. And you can be arrested for doing that, right? Now, they might just take the note and give them to their grandmother, but it's illegal. So how is it that somebody with a platform, it's okay for them to help motherfuckers snitch on other people, snitch on themselves, dry snitch and all that shit, but the person with the platform is a civilian? That shit is so inconsistent. Because you are benefiting. You're making money. You are getting notoriety. You're getting likes. You're getting subscribers. You're getting endorsements. You're getting all this shit from a culture that you're trying to stand out of when it's convenient. But you're in the culture for money. Because when you're doing interviews, people say shit in interviews. People say shit that's not too favorable about other motherfuckers and people want to fight. But then when you get beat the fuck up for saying shit, you tell. And I'm not going at anybody in particular, but I am to a certain extent. And my whole thing is, if we going to be consistent with this snitch shit, with this rat shit, keep it all around the board. You can't say a nigga's a civilian when it's convenient. You just can't do that. Because if I do certain shit, I'm not a, you know, Doggy Diamonds is a rat. Doggy Diamonds, like, I don't do interviews too. I'm not out here committing crimes. I don't sell drugs. I don't rob people. I haven't assaulted anybody in a while in self-defense. I don't do some of these things. So why am I not a civilian? Why do I have to get held to a certain standard that other people get a pass for? And I don't want to pass for doing them certain things, again, because I believe in street code. But all I'm saying is that how does this certain individuals get to not follow it, but benefit from everything street code, but when it's convenient, they're a civilian. And certain individuals stand with them, in pictures with them, hang with them. Get called their bodyguard, all types of shit. But you calling somebody else a rat, but this motherfucker you with ain't one. Or I don't do no cop shit. I'm confused. Another situation. The snitch thing did a lot of harm within the community because it is people out here doing foul shit. That's raping women, that's robbing women, elderly, children, even people of the same age. Nobody wants to do anything to stop it because you don't want to get called a title. One of the titles that you don't want to be called is what? Is a snitch. So you're not going to tell law enforcement, yo, this motherfucker out here robbing people. I seen him bash an old lady in the head. Now, for me personally, I have a problem, me personally, speaking for myself right here, I have a problem with cooperating with law enforcement because I don't trust them. And any situation where I've been in where police ask me questions, I've always felt like they were making me guilty of some shit that I ain't even had nothing to do with. So I just don't answer shit. And sometimes within not answering, they hate you just as much as you might as well had did the fucking crime because they hate you because they looking at you like, we know, but you're not saying nothing. But It is people within the community that's doing shit. It is people within the community that's harming the community, harming families, harming, you know, children. When do you say we need justice for this shit? Or do we take the law into our own hands, commit an act of violence or crime towards another individual for them committing an act of violence or crime, and then we go to jail, and then now we're martyrs in jail and we lose our freedom for being martyrs to a bunch of people who really don't give a fuck about you anyway? So now I'm going to say a name. When Troy Ave said the streets is a myth, I get it. I just don't think the message coming from him is what people want to hear based upon what he rapped about and how he portrayed himself. But the streets is a myth because nobody really don't give a fuck about you. You could do all these years on your head. Yo, he stood tall and all that shit. Nobody don't give a fuck. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You gonna get a free such and such. Just like you gonna get a RIP. Nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gives a fuck. Like half of the people that's incarcerated is lonely. Nobody goes to see them. Nobody writes them. You know what I'm saying? And then it is some people who do the right thing by people, but it's tough keeping up with somebody in jail sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very tough. So now you have people who know, you have people who have been molested. You have women who have been raped. You have little boys have been molested. You have little boys that have been raped. And because of this snitch thing, some of them are afraid to tell that they have been wrong because they don't want to be called a fucking snitch. And again, the snitch thing has not been consistent. It's a case-by-case situation. You pick this person as a snitch, but he's not a snitch. But he did some snitch shit. But he's not a snitch, according to the perception of certain people. And then we live in a society right now where majority rules. You got 60% that'll say this motherfucker's a snitch, and 40% that say he not. So it's just based on the perception of the individual, not whether they're a snitch or not. It's just the individual. And then some people say, I don't fuck with him, he a snitch. So you coming home from work, you're a working man, you go to work every fucking day of your life. Every day of your life you work, you take care of your children, you take care of your family, you take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul. Your children are clean, good education, good home life, living in a good place, your wife, significant other, and we can reverse this for women with men, you know, just take out the wife and add husband, you know, and take out the man and add woman. You know, I don't want to just seem like I'm being biased with all men, and this applies to women also. You are a working man or woman, and a person attempts to rob you. And they achieve their goal. They rob you. They take your shit. Might have been your rent money. Might have been you just, your direct deposit just hit. You went to the bank to get some money out. Motherfucker rob you. You have never committed a crime in your life. You're not on the street. You don't hustle. You don't scam. You don't finesse. You are a working individual. You would be classified as what? A civilian. So a motherfucker rob you. Are you not supposed to tell the police, yo, I just got robbed. I just got robbed. Motherfucker took all my money. A woman. Dude just snatched my pocketbook. And took my children's tuition money. My children's daycare money. Are you not supposed to tell motherfuckers, yo, I just got robbed? You're not supposed to cooperate with the police? So let's say you do. You cooperate with the police. You tell the police, I just got robbed. And the person who robbed me, you give them the description, they make an arrest. They ask you to come to a lineup. You come to a lineup. You see the person who robbed you. You pick the person out. The person gets arrested. The person doesn't cop out. They say they didn't do it. You said they did do it. Person has a trial. You go to the trial, you testify. The person loses trial, the person gets convicted of the crime against you. The person goes to jail, they get sentenced. It's over with. This person robbed you, this person did you wrong, you told. This person's out of your life. Now, fast forward. A year later. 2 years later. 5 years later. You out and about. Be a cookout. Could be some type of public event. You get into a discrepancy out in the streets. You were defending yourself lawfully. Because mind you just was a victim of a crime. So you know what it's like to be victimized. And you're not going to let anybody victimize you again. So to stop being a victim, you might be, not say the aggressor, but you was aggressive in defending yourself. So when this person brung it, you brung it back. So along with this individual, you get locked up for what? You get locked up for assault, battery. Now the person that you put in jail is still in there. Now you going through the system for defending yourself justifiably. The person in jail can say what? You snitched on me. This motherfucker that's in here snitched on me before. They told on me. So are you a snitch now? Do you get labeled as a snitch because now you're in a situation where you defended yourself and you got arrested? You went through the system, but the person that you put away is in there. And now they're telling everybody in there. Not saying that y'all would meet up, but it could be in court. It could be in passing. You never know. The person could have caught a new charge or whatever the case may be, and they could be going to court for some other shit or whatever. But they telling everybody you a snitch. You the person that locked them, that got them locked up. They're in here for robbing you. Are you a snitch now? Do you have the label of snitch? And that's why people don't want to tell, because we don't know how to define who's a snitch now. Now, I gave you a definition earlier of what I think is a snitch. But I think the rules are being written as people go along. Let me get another scenario. And I'm omitting names. I said one name, Troy Ab, because that's pretty much like a hot topic. But I'm omitting names because I don't want to make nothing personal. This is not personal towards anybody. I don't have to say people's names. I don't want people to think I'm saying motherfuckers' names for clout or I'm using people's names, you know, whatever stupid shit people think. I'm just, you know. You have another individual in the club with his girl. His artist is with him in the club. They get into a discrepancy with a known street guy. The street guy, this is all, you know, hearsay and stories. So I'm just relating the story back as we all heard it. I'm just not going to say the names, but you put two and two together. The street guy allegedly throws money in their face. The artist is in there with his CEO and his famous girl. The artist let it go. Pow, 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 pow. Let it go. They flee. The artist gets arrested. The big CEO and a girl don't get arrested, but the artist gets arrested. The artist goes to trial. The artist gets convicted. The artist gets 10 years. The CEO of his label, he's at odds with the CEO of his label. He's mad as fuck at the CEO of his label. Said the CEO of his label basically told on him and didn't tell on him in the sense of taking a stand. He says the CEO of his label had other people kind of testify for him, but against the artist, saying that, oh, he didn't do it, he did it. And this is what came out of this artist's mouth. We could research this. So we could research it, and it's out there. It's all public record. So he not fucking with the CEO because he said the CEO was a rat. When other artists on the label were trying to get off the label and they had a campaign on the radio and all that, one of the artists that was trying to get off the label said the same thing about this CEO. He a rat. That's what they said. That's what everybody's saying. He's a rat. This artist does 10 years in jail. Everybody look at him. Real G. He didn't snitch. He stood tall. He let it go in the club. You know, all the accolades that you did, that the dumb shit that people salute you for. But CEO is out here getting to it. Find another artist, doing a thing. Fast forward, CEO becomes, bigger in stature in the industry. They got liquor. They got new artists, new ventures. They start a network. But people are saying that this motherfucker's a rat. Because he did XYZ. Why doesn't that rat title stick with this CEO? Because of their popularity, because of their fame, because of their accolades. Because this person was in the mud for this dude. And this person says that he's a rat. But because they got a network and could give you a liquor sponsorship, you overlook the fact that they're a rat. See the inconsistencies? And I'm not saying they are, because I don't, know the real intimate details. I'm just going off of what people were saying that was involved in the situation. But you see the inconsistencies? So because this person has a network and liquor, they not a rat no more? If they call you to come up to their network, you go up there? If they say, yo, I need you to hold up this liquor bottle, or I need you to wear this clothes, you do it? Or do you don't do it and say, nah, because you ratted on dude? Or you help get dude in prison? And because he might have forgave you and y'all ironed it out, I'm not forgiving you because I don't believe in snitching and ratting, so I don't trust you. Nah, motherfuckers ain't doing that. The minute they get that call, they taking selfies with them. They on the gram with them. They going to the parties. They going to motherfucking the New Year's parties. They going to the all white parties in the Hamptons. They're not standing on them principles of that this person's a rat. They like, nah, fuck that. I'm lit. This person is lit. See the inconsistencies? Well, who's a rat and who's not a rat? Now, You see situations that's playing out right before our eyes with court cases. I don't want to talk about nobody court case because I don't want to talk about nobody open court cases. One of the biggest mistakes that Troy Ave made is not a song. It's just that he said anything. He said anything. He shouldn't have did no interviews. I understand you want to vindicate yourself. I understand that you want people to hear your side. But don't say nothing because everything is so touchy right now. Right? And whatever you say, people are going to perceive you how they perceive you. Some people, I seen some people saying that he's cool. fuck that. I'm not, I wouldn't take the blame for no op or whatever the case may be. I see some people saying that. I see some people saying, no, you stand tall. You take the blame for your op. Whatever you think. You know what I'm saying? That's not for me to tell you how to think in that situation. Me personally, I will never cooperate with law enforcement. Now, this is a scenario you can be in, you can find yourself in. Hopefully you never find yourself in this situation. Your friend, your homeboy, your brother, whatever you consider them to be, whatever you call them, it could be all those three things in one, gets harmed. Or for ladies, your homegirl or your brother, whatever, somebody very, very close to you, near and dear to your heart, gets harmed. You were there when they got harmed. You on cold of the streets. Their mother, sister, brother, wife, fiance, girlfriend, aunts, grandmother, loved ones, wants to know what happened to their child. Their child is no longer here. They want to know what happened to my child. What happened? Do you not tell the loved ones what happened to their child or their loved one or their brother, whatever the person is that got harmed? Do not tell their loved ones what happened. So you tell the loved ones what happened. You give the scenario. We were walking down the block. Some dudes we seen didn't like us. They started shooting. Homeboy or homegirl got hit and killed. Do you know who did it? Yes, I know who did it. It was such and such. Now you tell this to their loved one. The loved one say to you, listen, I want justice. Let's not say loved ones. Let's say mother. Because it's very, very important. The mother says to you, I want justice for my baby boy or baby girl. You seen what happened. You know who did it. The police is coming to me. I want you to tell the police who killed my daughter. You a street dude. You did your dirt in the street. You had beef with these individuals. You was walking with your homegirl. They shot at y'all. They shot your homegirl. Your homegirl got hit. You seen who did it. Do you say to that mother? Do you say to that mother who want justice for their child, I ain't no snitch. I'm not telling. I'm staying on street code. Yeah, I loved your daughter. Or I loved your son. Or whoever it is, you know, depending on, you know, whatever scenario, however you want to look at it. But I ain't telling, I ain't no snitch. What do you say to that parent who lost their child? And they don't give a fuck about street justice. They don't give a fuck that you gonna get them back. They don't give a fuck that you put it in and you definitely gonna kill them. They want justice for their child. Do you tell this parent, I'm not telling? Yeah, I know who did it, but I ain't telling. I'm telling you. But I'm not telling. What do you do? What do you do? So that's just some of the things for you to ponder in certain situations. Me personally, hopefully I'm never forced to be in that situation. I just know me. I ain't gonna cooperate. But that's me. That's me personally. I'm not cooperating. Because again, I was a victim of a crime before. A few times I've been a victim of a crime. And shit, man, I dished it out. I had to wear it. But I was the victim, though. It happened to me. So I could decide whether I want justice for myself or not. But when it comes to somebody else and you got to look a mother, a father, grieving father, grieving wife in the eyes and tell them I ain't no snitch. That got to be tough, man. And it's people who've done that. It's people who've looked and said, I'm not telling. It's people whose friend, bodyguard or whatever, got murdered. And the people who are blamed for murdering them, they cool with them people, but, well, they got cool with them people, but the family still didn't really get any justice for the murder of their loved one. It's so much shit when it comes to the snitching shit. I could kind of go on and on for days, but I think this is a topic I'm going to bring people on, get different perspectives from people who are out there in the street, people who are making records pertaining to this topic, people who are angry at this at this topic, people who are saying motherfuckers should stand tall, don't say nothing, people who are pro snitching, I guess, or pro cooperating. You do have scumbags who infiltrate organizations, CIs who, you know, COINTELPRO, you do have those individuals who do shit like that. And then you have people who do that where there's no criminal activity. That's what I'm talking about. But telling on somebody to get out of your situation, to me, is fucked up because sometimes the evidence is going to speak for itself. But what about in a situation where a motherfucker told on you first? And I think that's what's happening in a lot of cases. We just don't know all the information. When information come out, do you tell on somebody that told on you first? Or do you say, all right, this motherfucker wrote a letter or did some shit or signed a statement on me, and we're not cool, but I ain't going to say nothing, and I'm going to let them go down in history as a rat and go free, and then I'm going to go to jail for 25 years. It's so many situations to ponder. Again, me personally, I'm not going to cooperate with law enforcement, but that's just me. But a lot of people are, and they still getting called real niggas, depending on the situation. That's the point I'm making all of this. Depending on the situation and who it is, they're still getting caught real. They're still loved. They're still revered. And they did fuck shit. They made songs. They said shit in songs. We watch rappers take the stand in their friends' murder cases. We watch rappers make tips commercials. We watch rappers get arrested for having a shitload of guns. We watch them make, we watch that shit. But they don't get called snitches. They back out in society. Real niggas fuck with them. They making music and everything back to the drawing board. But they don't have this snitch code. We know rappers taking a stand, then getting on the stand and changing their story. But initially you said something that got this individual indicted and arrested. But then you might get on the stand and change the story. But initially you told. They don't get the snitch title on them. So, in closing, this is the discussion that I want to have more. I think this shit is important for our society, for our community, especially Black and Latino people. This is something that needs to be spoken about. Based off all the scenarios I gave you, based off of, you know, situations that happen, you in the car, your man riding dirty, The burner is under the passenger seat. You the passenger. Police stop them. They pull everybody out the car. The gun is under your seat. Motherfucker drivers say, I don't know who gun that is. The gun was under your seat. You the passenger. So they decide, you say, I don't know who gun it is too. But they decide that they want to pin this shit on you. What if the passenger, who's supposed to be your homeboy, say, it ain't my gun, it was his gun. It's under his seat. Now, if you say, hold the fuck up. That shit wasn't under my, it was under my seat, but I didn't even know it was there. Are you a snitch if you say, it's his gun? Because I just got in the car. I didn't know it was no gun there. Who's a snitch in that situation? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or do you just say, this motherfucking fuck nigga said it was my gun, so I'm just going to go to jail for 3 years. I got a job. I'm a predicate felon. This be my third strike. So I'm not getting 3 years. I'm looking at some shit. And this motherfucker ain't standing tall. This motherfucker is going to say it's my gun. Do you say, no, it's not my gun, it's his gun? Or do you just wear it? Or do you just stand tall? These are just things for you to ponder. And the best way to not get in these situations is roll by yourself and avoid these situations at all costs. It's times, without saying too much, I've gotten cars. A motherfucker told me off the rip, yo, I'm dirty. That's commendable because that gives me the option of, okay, if shit jump off, I already know where we going with this. But a lot of people don't give dudes the heads up. They don't say, yo, I'm dirty. You just get in the car, this motherfucker got crack, motherfucker got dope, got some guns, got some pills, and you just riding. Yo, drop me off at, for me, it might be, that's why I walk everywhere, too. I don't even like getting in people's cars. But drop me off at Trader Joe's or drop me off at Walmart or some shit. And this motherfucker's dirty. What do you do in situations? So, all I'm going to say is, let's stop being biased with this snitch shit. If we going to call individual snitches, let's keep it across the board. And anybody who does certain activity is a snitch. We can't pick and choose who's a snitch when it's convenient, when we want to. That's all I'm saying. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. Make sure to subscribe. This is on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audio Boom, CastBox, Stitcher. It's on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe to one of them, if not all of them. Make sure you spread this. Make sure you share this. Make sure you like this. Make sure you tell a friend. If you think I'm talking about somebody, so fucking what? I'm not throwing subliminals. I just don't have to use nobody's name because people start acting like bitches when you tell the truth about them. But I'm not using nobody's name to sell my audio. I'm just keeping it real in situations. But this is dialogue that we're going to keep having. We're going to go in depth with this. Like I said, I want to get testimonies of other people, how they feel about the situation. And I'm going to pose some of these questions to them, just like I'm posing the questions to the audience. I'm going to pose the questions to them, see how they feel, see how they react, see how they respond. And we got to have open dialogue on this. You know, that's what it is. So I'm Doggy Diamonds. Salute to y'all. Salute to everybody. who is subscribed. Salute to everybody who can hear this. More podcasts coming soon. Every Wednesday I drop. This is Wednesday. And salute. Digital Soapbox Network is a network that I co-own. You know what I'm saying? Digital Soapbox Network. So get used to that. Doggy Diamonds TV on YouTube. Subscribe to that if you're not a subscriber. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Doggy Diamonds. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on everything. DoggieDiamonds. Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.
Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.